June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We've got our problems figured out, we do believe.
I don't know, we'll figure it out.
It could have just been the aura of Bobby Lashley that crushed that microphone as we've got him in studio with us.
I don't know if this one does the same thing. I have a theory. Now, I'm not an engineer, but you're wearing the Ray-Ban glasses that have the camera on them, aren't you?
I am.
I don't know. I have no clue.
They're not on.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well, there
the
you go.
The light comes on when they're on.
Okay. See, that's, I saw them earlier and I'm like, didn't even notice that. Awesome. Yeah.
I was on a call before I came in, so I was rushing upstairs. I do a lot of real estate. So
yeah. There you okay. Go. Man, I love that.
He's a busy man.
I'm wrestling, former world champion, current tag team champion. We're going to have this stadium show. But Raising what I really awesome need kid. To tell you is about this Western style house to there or whatever.
It's a Tudor home.
Yeah. So, and somebody said, I don't know if you feel this way. You feel like a humble fella. Somebody said, love this dude. He's an American hero. I don't know how many people like know the story going back to when you were in the Army as well. Can you regale us with how you transitioned there and how you transitioned back out and into wrestling and this wacky world of professional wrestling that we're in?
Yeah. I think my whole story is kind of crazy, but I mean, just the small parts where I went through college, put myself through college. And then after I graduated college, I was successful, took a regular job out in St. Louis as a sports coordinator because I love sports and I had a business degree.
Hey, if I had a wrestling team, I would let you help coach it.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely do that.
Same.
We'll talk. And then after that, I mean, I joined the Army and I made the Army World Class Athlete Program. And I was a 2-time Armed Forces champion there. And I actually took second at the Military World Championships in wrestling. So, wow. But my dad was in the Army for 26 years. My sister was in the Army for 8 years, and then now she works for the VA here in Dallas. I have another sister that was in the Air Force. She retired 20 years in the Air Force. All my uncles were in the Marines, Navy. You know, we are a military family.
Did you always think that was going to be your path then?
I thought that was going to be my path before even going to college. I wasn't going to go to college. I was going to go from high school straight into the military. I mean, I don't want to say we didn't have too many mentors, but as far as telling me other places to go, but I always knew that I wanted to serve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow my uncles, follow my dad. You know, as a young man, of course, you want to look up to your uncles. I had
for sure.
Four uncles and my dad, all in the military. So of course I wanted to.
How do you balance like kind of impressing that level of pride and tradition with your kids without like making it seem like, so this is what you're going to do or else, you know what I'm saying? Like it's probably a balancing act.
You know what I think with kids, the biggest thing with kids is just to be that positive influence. My son sees what I do. I talk to my kids all the time about everything. Like we're very open, but I think my son sees what I do, how I treat people, and that's the biggest thing that I like about my kids is that they are really good people.
Yeah,
you know, and it surprised me like when people come up and it's like, man, your son's very respectful, and your daughter, man, they are so nice. Like that impresses me more than anything else. And I think that my kids see me and they see how their mom is and how we treat people. And I think that's more important. And then the discipline also, my kids see my discipline. They see dad waking up in the morning, you know, I'm 35 years old. Plus, mm-hmm.
As we discussed earlier, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Me too.
And they're like, dad's still doing all this. Yeah. And I still eat somewhat healthy, working out all the time. And I'm still doing everything that I'm doing. So I think my kids kind of like, it's to see, show me what you're going to do versus just tell me.
And we were talking off air about some of the other sports that you like. And I know you mentioned golf, baseball. Did you get a chance to watch the NBA Finals last night?
I did.
Oh, man. How fun was that?
It was
a stunning turn of events.
Yes, yes. That was a great script that they had for that one. I couldn't have planned a better finish.
Do you ever get mad when people are like, y'all's scripted, and you look at regular sports and you're like,
yeah, right?
We're scripted. All right.
Because the whole time they're talking about Halliburton has to step up. He has to step up, and he's running through the game with only 12 points. And then now that he hits 14 points, they forget about how many points he scored.
Yeah.
But they remember he was the game winner. So he did his job.
Do you think that's going to propel them to a series win? Because we talked about this the last couple of days. They were more than a 4-1 dog. And so we were like, if you think Indiana's going to win, maybe go put some money on that. Do you think this is going to propel the Pacers to the title?
I think they're going to do big numbers. They're going to be for the rest of the playoffs just because of that first game. Because when I was watching the game all the way through it, I kept telling my son, I was like, man, this game's over. And my son kept saying, no, dad, they like to come back. They like to come back. And I was like, bro, they're not coming back. I mean, the score is consistently 10 to what?
Yeah, 10 to 15 points.
They're not coming back. And then, and Indiana, I mean, they were playing so solid all the way through it. So I was like, man, it's just going to run its course and then it's going to be over. And then the score starts shrinking and the lead starts shrinking. So it was like, it was a good comeback. In the wrestling world, we call it a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
And then the finish was a three-pointer. Or not that three-pointer, but that buzzer beater. So I think it's that it was a perfect first game to have people more intrigued on the second, third, and fourth.
And Oklahoma City fed perfectly into the comeback, so Halliburton can close it out. Yeah.
The other thing, too, is they had 25 turnovers in that game.
Yes.
They turned the ball over 25, and Oklahoma City only had 7. All right, so game two, they don't have 25 turnovers that you just kind of feel like that's going to be an exceptional game for them. 25 is a stupid number in the first half. It was ridiculous.
let's look at the storyline.
Yeah.
The storyline was 19 in the first. Why didn't they get 19 in the second?
Yeah, look, this is the most turnovers that Oklahoma City has forced in the playoffs all season. And that's a damn good defense. But like even then, on your home court, you couldn't win. But I'll admit, before the series, it's not looking great for me. I did say Oklahoma City in 5. That's looking very, very much like a dicey pick right now. They could still do it, but
I think you're right.
Oh,
I think you're right.
In your face, Corey,
because it wasn't like Indiana beat them.
Yeah,
it was like they had that.
See, though, that's the thing, though. That's the thing is, I think Indiana's that team that they make you leave the arena going, "What the f just happened?"
Yeah,
like what? How did that? Yeah. And you're sitting there going through it, and you're like, "Okay, so our next plan is to just make sure the last 5 minutes we don't screw up."
Yeah,
and Rick Carlisle has a tendency to make you do that. He did it with the Mavericks in 11, Oklahoma City had multiple of those games where they were just like, "What just happened?" And the Mavs were like, "See you later. We'll see you next time."
Yeah.
So I was thinking that too. Both teams play great defense, which is one thing, by the way, that Nico evidently saw about the Mavericks. They didn't have a good enough defense.
Yeah.
And so both teams have really good defense, but they have this belief. Indiana has this belief that we're in it no matter what the distance is between us. But I was like you. Last night I was like, man, 96 to 84. This one's over. Yeah. I'm going to go get ready for bed. And then I turn around. I was like, holy crap, what's happening here?
Go ahead.
What do you do as Oklahoma this time? Do you say, let's bury them at the beginning and just blow it up to like 30 points in the first half so you don't worry about anything and you can coast? Or it's like, let's just play 2-point game and then wait until that fourth quarter to really pick up the pace. Which one do you do? Do you change?
I would go with
your
first one.
You try to kill them in the beginning.
Yes.
You got to rewatch that.
Yes.
You got to rewatch that game and go quarter by quarter and go, what did they do differently in this last 5 minutes that they weren't doing this whole game? What did they do to stop us? Because we were getting whatever we wanted early.
Shout out to Nembhard for Indiana.
They let you become really overconfident. That's what it is. And then in the fourth quarter, you're like, all right, we're good.
Just throwing threes up.
Pull your best players out. They can take a break, you know. And lax, and then that's when they start really turning it up. Maybe, I don't know if that's their game plan, but if it is, it is an amazing game plan.
I thought Andrew Nembhard for the Pacers played excellent defense yesterday as well. You'd mentioned one of the, like we just said, one of the sports you like is baseball, but also you'd mentioned, do you have one daughter, two daughters? Is that okay to?
Two daughters.
Okay. Yeah. Are they into softball at all by chance?
Not so much.
Okay. Because one of the things we were fascinated by is around here, we've all been interested in the finals of the softball College World Series because it's Texas against Texas Tech. And so tonight, game three, winner take all. But I was amazed to see this. Game one of that drew 2.1 million viewers. Game one of the Stanley Cup final drew 2.4 million. Do you think that says more about the elevation of women's sports, especially at times collegiate women's sports? Or does that give you an idea of maybe how Canada draws in America in the Stanley Cup final?
Oh, wow. You know what? I would hope to say it's women's sports.
Yeah.
Because I think across the board, I think women's sports, it's like if we keep telling people watch women's sports, then they'll watch it. And when you watch it, it is exciting. Softball especially. Softball is pretty exciting. My sister plays softball. So it's very exciting. So I think if it's just that there's so much talk. And we don't want to put it on one person because if we do, then people start getting all upset. But you know, Caitlin Clark, she really helped out women's sports across the board, not just one, but all of them. Then you have some other women like the Ronda Rouseys that were in there for a while that really put some eyes on women's sports. And there's a lot of other women that jumped up there and did it also. But I think the more we talk about it, more women step up and really elevate their sport. I think it helps women's sports across the board.
You know, Kevin, I think. Years ago, we started giving credit to wrestling, women's wrestling,
for being
at the forefront of that because it started taking center stage.
Yeah.
Where it was like, hold on, what are they doing?
And even then, it took a lot of pressure to make that happen.
Yes. Man, like, and I hate saying this because I'm on the same show, but man, the women in AEW, like Toni Storm's character is brilliant.
Tremendous.
It is brilliant. If you haven't seen it, go watch her. But also,
she's the one, just real quick. We've looked at the videos where she is an old time Hollywood star who comes out with the butler and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's tremendous.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And that's what people tune in to watch. And her and then Mercedes Moné.
Of course.
Sasha Banks. I mean, come on.
Yes.
She's a star. What's cool about her? Star. She's a star. What's cool about her is her ability in that ring. Yeah. I mean, like I watch her matches and I'm like, damn, Mercedes, like you're constantly evolving, constantly throwing different things out there. And now you have these two together, these huge characters. They're going to go at it all in. And I think it's awesome. I think Toni Storm's character just feeds right into her character because it's like she's an old school star and she's a new school star just based on their characters and throwing them. And they're both at the top. I think it's just a cool matchup.
Let me ask you a question about Mercedes. Let's say there was somebody who's part of the show, maybe in the other room, that would be really, really, really excited about meeting Mercedes Moné.
Uh-oh.
Do you think maybe you could help us facilitate such a thing so he could say hello?
I think so, because she loves talking about herself, and you guys give people a platform to talk about themselves. So, yes, I'm sure we can line that up and get her in here.
How do you think, speaking about, you know, AEW, obviously you spent plenty of time in WWE.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a whole lot of question that AEW, like bell to bell, is the better wrestling. And I don't dispute that whatsoever. I love y'all's matches. How do you think the storytelling of the organization has come along? Because you could make an argument that like the bell to bell action can only get you so far. Yeah. You know, how do you think the AEW has come along in the storytelling department?
I think more people that come in there that understand the storyline part.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are going to help out the show. I think a big thing is, I think us, the Hurt Syndicate, coming in there. Yeah. Because we spent weeks on me. People wanted to know whether my thumb was going to be here, here, or here, which is a very small thing. But we had the crowd bought into this story. And right now people are like fantasy booking to figure out what's going to happen with it. We just brought this.
I even asked you that question off air.
We brought a mole into our company, into our group, because it's like Cedric, but MVP, we're such tight.
He's a free agent now. I'm just saying.
Spilled the beans. We've been really close, and everybody knows that. So coming over to AEW, it's like MJF came over. We were in Denver the other day, and everybody was chanting my name when we came out. And then we shifted over to Shelton. They started chanting Shelton's name. And then we said, what about MJF? And the whole crowd went from yay to boo.
Oh, yeah.
So now with that, how does that work? Does he kind of shift us more into that dark side, or do we bring him into that positive side? And then where are we going? He's been talking about winning the AEW World Championship, but we have two other guys that are going for it. So how does he interject himself into that storyline? And then what's going to happen with us? Is he going to screw us over? Are we going to screw him over? You know what? I think everybody's so bought into that. And I think, like you said, AEW, as far as wrestling ability, these guys are incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, incredible. And I'm talking about some of the guys that we already know. The Will Ospreay is probably, I'm
unbelievable.
Sorry. He's probably the greatest in-ring person that I've witnessed. The guy is crazy.
And if it's not him, Omega and Okada, they're going to go at it
Jay
at
White
all in. And
is in there.
Yeah.
But even some of those guys, you know, you have some younger guys that are just crazy, crazy, crazy good. One of them is, we're going against him right now, Kevin Knight. That guy, I think as soon as he gets his time to really show what he can do, I think you're going to be saying him over everyone else. I mean, the guy is truly amazing. And we're in a little feud with him right now. That guy, the things that he can do in that ring is just blown away. When we were looking for a tag team to go against, we had tag teams coming after us saying they want us, and we're looking at other tag teams. And I was like, I want the best fight. And I saw that kid, and I was like, man, that kid might be the one. I'm using the old Floyd trick of get them when they're early so I can put their notch on my belt.
Look at you, Canelo.
I'm going to go knock him out and beat him before he gets really good and becomes the top of that business. And I can say, you know what, I beat him. When I'm sitting back sipping my tea in retirement, I'm going to say, you know what, that kid – Yeah, I pinned him.
you mentioned MJF. Now, Corey, what was your impression of MJF? We got a chance to talk with him and listen to his insults about us at the Globe Life Field.
Yeah, he made some large man jokes, and that was fine. It was expected. But then he started pointing out women that you could be married to. He was like, that's your wife? Oh, that's your wife right there?
I kept telling him my wife wasn't there, and he goes, are you sure? That lady.
Then he dropped... We did warn him. He dropped a couple cuss words. We had to let it. We were counting, but everybody was keeping count for him. That was fun. And then I said something to him. I can't remember. Oh, yeah. I told him. That's right. I told him that he could go kick rocks down to Houston because I'd made my little speech up for him. So I was like, okay. All right, now it's my turn to cut a promo. And I did. I cut a little promo on him. And he said, who said that? He walked off, threw his headset down, walked off, turned around, was like, who said that? And Kevin immediately was like, that guy right there.
I was like, it was
me. Actually, it was that guy over here. And then he came around, he tried to give me a wedgie. Joke's on him. I don't wear underwear. So he had to learn that lesson really quickly. And then, but what was really funny, though, after all was said and done with, he was on the other side of the area, and I could see him. And I gave him a little hat tip, and he gave me a thumbs up. And then we entertained. We entertained the room, and that's what it was all about.
Yes. And he is very entertaining.
He is very entertaining. Look, I have always wondered, like, some people are who they are on and off the screen. I've always wondered how much of his on-screen persona trickles out into his off-screen life.
Yes.
Because that feels like that could be problematic at times.
He never turns off.
Yeah.
Or he never turns on.
Yeah.
It looks like he got a role in a movie based on that character.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He was just like, I can just carry this over into being one of Sandler's kids.
The kid is living a pretty amazing life for as young as he is. You know, his wife is gorgeous. He makes a ton of money. He's on TV every week. And he knows how to work it. So that was one reason why we were like, man, this kid may have it. He has an it factor. Now, with that it factor, for some people, it could be the death of them.
Yeah.
That's why for us, we're just like, I keep my eye on him all the time. I brought him into the group. I gave him the thumbs up eventually, but I'm keeping my eye on him. Then let me ask you guys, have had an opportunity to be around him. Do you trust him? Would you trust him?
Would you? Mm-mm. Hell no.
No, absolutely not.
You know how this is going to end, Bobby, and so do I. Look, we know how it's going to end, and so do I.
You're killing me.
Do you have time to stick around for one?
Okay.
Absolutely.
He says he's got to go, let's just
Fine. So coming up next, how about we try some Forgiveness Friday with Bobby Lashley? And we'll talk more about All In, even though a couple people said they've already bought their tickets in this segment. Let's do it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Bobby Lashley in studio with us. In just a minute, we're going to include you on a segment we do called Forgiveness Friday. And you can help us decide whether or not these people deserve forgiveness or not. Okay. Fair? All right, but in the meantime,
hold on. Does he do the?
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, there we go.
That
actually
makes a lot of sense. From the 214, boys have been out of wrestling for a while. Hearing this dude talk and y'all talk about AEW, I'm gonna get my tickets and give it a shot.
Nice.
What would you encourage? Like, obviously, this is gonna be a big show in the AEW universe, and I understand that you talked about it.
Yeah.
The women's title, huge match. The world title with Moxley and Hangman. Big match, July 12th, Globe Life Field in Arlington at 2 p.m. What would you tell people who, like, maybe they've seen a WWE show, or maybe they haven't been into wrestling, like Attitude Era, whatever the case might be?
Yeah.
Like, why should they come check this show in particular out?
Well, you know what? I love talking to people that are not wrestling fans about wrestling.
Sure.
And this one makes it easy for me because, like, I have kids, and sometimes I go to what's going on this weekend. And when I look at it, it's like, oh, they got monster trucks. Yeah, I don't really know too much about it, but I'm going to go check it out and see if I have a good time.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes we just try to find something that's enjoyable and fun for our kids to watch or family time, something to do. So I'm going to go and talk to those people first. I think that this show has a little bit of everything, and it's an enjoyable show. It's different. Like, when I was at WWE, WWE was one way. WWE had a lot of stars. You came to see the stars, and the stars did things. And it was great. Like, I'm not taking anything away from those guys because I got a lot of friends over there and they're doing an amazing job. They're going in a great direction. At AEW, these guys are freaking incredible. I mean, we talked about it before, that Will Ospreay. Just bring your kids, and they've never watched wrestling, sit them in the crowd and have them watch this kid. They're going to be like, holy cow, I want to go see this guy again. And then you have, your guys, Moxley is just doing incredible work, just being that dastardly character as an AEW world champion. And it's helping because you want to see somebody knock him off because he's going through the roster, taking out everybody every week. And then, like I said, the women's match with Toni Storm, which I just love that character. And I love what Mercedes is doing also. Just that match. I think, man, if you guys are looking for something cool to do, July 12th, 2 p.m., like we already said, at Globe Life, I think you can get some good tickets down there.
AEWTix.com or Ticketmaster.
There you go. You will 100% be entertained. I'm sure of it. And then us, when we come out, the whole crowd chants, we hurt people.
Yes.
I mean, we've been doing some stuff. Me and Shelton Benjamin as a tag team, I don't care what anybody says, we are the greatest tag team. We can probably write our name in history as being one of the greatest tag teams ever if they give us an opportunity to just work with each other. Because one thing that we can do is we can elevate all these younger guys that we're in the ring with. We can do anything. But then on another side is like our sheer just dominance as a tag team. It's something different and it's something special. Yeah. And I love working with him because he's a friend of mine. He's a brother of mine. And when we came into the Hurt Syndicate, I've never had a tag team title. I had every other title.
I had
the TNA world title. I had the WWE world title. I had the ECW world title. I will get the AEW world title. So let's just keep that in the writing. So I'm going to have a world title in every organization. I've had the United States title. I've had the Intercontinental title. I've had the
multiple
King
mixed
title.
Martial arts.
I've had
heavyweight
mixed
title.
Martial arts. Yeah. I've had everything except the tag team championship. And when I went over there, Shelton Benjamin, with 20 plus years in the wrestling business, been arguably one of the best tag team wrestlers in history.
Yeah.
I had an opportunity to pair up with him. So that was just golden. So he's teaching me kind of the tag team aspect of the game. And it's just fun running with him.
Him and his tag team with Charlie Haas. Another Metroplex guy. I'm not sure if he's still here, but I know for the longest time, Frisco was his hub and he had businesses out there and everything like that. So that was a great tag team. All right, let's do some Forgiveness Friday right now, if we can. 877-881-1053 if you want to get involved in the conversation. Yes,
like
Corey.
First.
Okay.
We're gonna get real quick.
Oh.
Bobby. I ran into you at the Super Bowl.
I know this story.
And you shook my hand and you said hi. And I was like, he doesn't know who I am. And you had been in the studio once already. And I was like, he doesn't know who I am at all. And then my mind was, we're also going into the restroom together right now. This is an awkward time to walk up and say hi to somebody. And I also walked up as if I, like, it's my best friend, Bobby, right there. What's going on, dude?
Yeah, you never meet other people or do interviews.
And so in my mind, I was like, what the F? And then I started thinking, look, when we were a weekend show, I knew every single listener that we met. As we've grown, we meet a lot of people.
Yes.
And then I thought to myself, that dude meets a lot. He goes and stands. Who were we talking to Ricochet the other day? He's like, you stand in the middle of the ring, it just starts getting blurred faces. You just don't even see
that.
And so I was like, you know what? Next time, we're going to make sure this lasts. I just want to say, please forgive me for, in my mind, being upset that you did not remember me.
Well, let me explain first off.
Oh.
So there's a bunch of explanations here. So first of all, I'm not a really big drinker. I don't drink very often.
Oh, and I smelled like hangover too, so that probably could be.
No, it wasn't you.
That is also what I thought he was getting at.
The night before that event, we were just going out there, so we went out and we had some dinner, and after dinner we had a couple drinks, and I'm kind of a lightweight when it comes to drinking.
It's
so
New Orleans.
When we woke up early, I started trying to go hit cardio and kind of get it out of my system, so I was feeling like crap. So first of all, that was one thing. Second of all, I just got LASIK and
you were wearing dark glasses.
Yes. I just got LASIK. And what was crazy is I was supposed to stay away from wrestling for like 2 weeks because I had a certain kind of LASIK surgery and I was supposed to stay out of wrestling for 2 weeks. I went back on the 13th day. And when I went to go tie it with the guy, he slipped, poked me right in my eye.
Oh, no.
So it was the worst pain. I had to go to emergency room, hospital, everything. So that on top of that, I couldn't even see.
He couldn't even see me.
I had glasses on the whole time. I was just following the person in front of me. And I was trying to keep my eyes closed as I was walking because I had a couple drinks the night before, so I was like, let me see if I can just sleep and talk my way through this.
I'm not lying. Your eyes, I could see because they were kind of shaded glasses. Yeah. And I was like, his eyes are closed. He's not even looking at me. Thank you. You know what? Now I feel
I don't care what you say. These explanations are all fine and well. I need to have another question. If you see him again outside of the studio, do you think you'll recognize him and say hello?
Absolutely.
There you go.
And we could test it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go find where he is one day and just be like, all right, now do you remember?
Okay. Well, that sounds threatening.
I'll see you at All In July 12th at 2 p.m. at Globe Life Stadium. See,
and that's not threatening.
He always stays on message. I like that. All right. This one's tough. So the Kobe and Gianna Bryant mural in downtown Los Angeles. You remember a couple months ago, it got vandalized. Luca paid for it to get fixed back it up and everything like that. It got vandalized again last week. Do the people who vandalized this mural for an NBA superstar and a kid that died deserve forgiveness?
If you're adding elements to it that are nice,
they did not.
It's totally worth it.
It was a whole bunch of white lines over it.
Come on, what are you doing? Like that
it was not a constructive art.
That art is there for a reason.
What's the reasoning that they're doing it? Which is no justification. I just want.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But now the artist said he's probably going to try to do it again somewhere else.
Okay.
And so, like, if you live in that neighborhood and everything, like, maybe you really love that mural and now it's gone because of no fault of your own. So I don't know whoever they did it.
Well, I don't think there should be some forgiveness. You know, what was that one? The Squid Game.
Yes.
You know the doll in the Squid Game? Yes. I wish they just had one of those where if you get too close, a little laser comes up there and just,
okay. Takes you out. All right. I'm glad that you said that. Bonus question. Do the creators of Squid Game deserve forgiveness for putting together a season 2 that was just a giant tease? Like,
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Just wait until season 3 is ready. Put it all together. What are we doing?
You ready for season 3, right?
Yes.
Well, then they did their job.
Okay.
Always leave a one
like,
more.
Hey, chump, that's how TV works.
Yeah, that's how TV works. There has to be that downtime. Okay. We can't keep you all the way up here the entire time.
Sometimes I wish they knew that, like, I'm with you, man. I'm not going to turn it
not
off.
Not going anywhere.
So I'll watch next week. Just give me some kind of finality. But no, I get that. All right.
See, you know, we run into that problem also ourselves. It's like, and we say it, that our viewing audience has a attention span, a shorter attention span. So we get to tell the whole story in each episode now, as opposed to before we can string out a storyline for like 6 months and people are hooked. Now people want to know the beginning, the end, one day.
Yeah. If you go back and watch wrestling from the 80s, you will see, like, I know they only had at most 4 pay-per-views in a year. You will see the same people matching up the entire year, whereas now people would lose their freaking minds if that was the case. All right, next up is Lamar Odom. Does Lamar Odom deserve forgiveness? The New York Post has reported that he has refused to pay his rent. He is now, he lives in a place that's $15,000 a month, sounds delightful. He is now $45,000 in debt. They have given him termination papers for his lease. I believe he has 12 days left to pay or hit the bricks.
So we're asking if Odom deserves forgiveness here.
He deserves forgiveness for
you gotta pay your bills.
Not paying his rent.
We all know the rules. Like that's the way.
What is his reasoning? Has he spoke on it?
Does he not have the money?
You know what? That's a good question. I have not seen any quotes from him about why he has not paid and might get evicted. So I'm gonna see if I can find out the answer to
that. Dude's been in some bad places mentally.
Unfortunately, yes.
I do a lot of real estate, and I have tenants all the time, and I've heard every story in the book. At the end of the day, man, it's like for him, you got to pay your bills. You got to pay your bills. It makes it hard for everyone else.
The property taxes and the insurance went up, and I just didn't expect that this year.
Do you get jaded to those excuses then? Because I'm sure like a couple people are telling the truth, and they've hit like this devastating run of bad luck. But I would probably just assume everyone's just BSing me.
Man, it's hard because I ran into a situation literally last week. I have an apartment in Alabama, and the guy that's staying in there, it was like, I got a 9-month-old daughter. I take care of her by myself. I was an Amazon driver. I just lost my job. The lights just got turned off. Can you help turn on my lights? But I'm already a month back on rent. And it started pulling into my strings. And then for me, I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker because I like to help people out no matter what. And especially if you bring kids into it, you just kill me. Like you start talking about your kids. I'm like, what can I do? How can I help?
Yeah.
So it's a tough situation. But Lamar Odom, bro, you played basketball. Basketball, you guys have a pension. You probably make more money than most 99.9% of the population pay your bills or just downsize a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't need a $15,000 a month place. Like my mortgage isn't even that much. And I got kids.
Do you think this generation of wrestlers has gotten better at handling their finances? Because you hear a generation back so many like tough stories. I know the money has gotten better and that probably helps, but do you feel like people have gotten better in your profession with taking care of their finances?
No, because you won't hear about it until after they retire.
Okay.
They're not gonna talk about the stories while they're going through it. You're not gonna hear somebody that's on Raw every week talking about, man, I can't pay my bills. They're gonna hide that and then you won't hear about it. But after they're done, they're like, boy, I was in a stretch of my career where I was making $1 million a year and I was spending $1.5 million, you know, and they'll start telling those stories afterwards.
Right.
I don't think that the financial literacy is there so much. I try to help a lot of the kids together today. Like I talked to them all because I have a bunch of real estate. I have real estate everywhere. And I started dabbling into the oil and gas. So I have a bunch of oil and gas contracts. I have a lot of different things. I'm really heavy into business. That's where the Hurt Business came from.
Yeah.
Because I do a lot of business. I have a huge real estate portfolio and I try to talk to kids about investing into real estate. And then I got a connection into oil and gas. And then I have a franchise that I have. I have a whole bunch of different things going on right now. So I talk to kids all the time. It's just hard because kids now, you know, Jordans, they need their Jordans.
Yeah.
I was with a couple of guys the other day and one guy was like, man, I got these Jordans. I paid $1,500 for it. I got a whole room full of Jordans. And this guy is talking about the shoes that he has. And I was like, yeah, I just closed on this house last week at this apartment complex. We're about to flip it for about $500,000, you know, and they just stopped and they said, oh, okay, Unc. And I said, okay, you can say what I'm trying to tell you guys. Yeah. Because as an athlete, you know how it
Jordans
is.
With that.
It sucks as an athlete because you do make a lot of money. But when that money stops, you go from millions to zero.
Yeah.
And that's very humbling. And a lot of times people create so much debt for themselves that all they are is they're trying to hold on to what they had, and they try to hold on to some bit of stardom because everything starts leaving them. They start losing their houses because they bought a multi-million-dollar house and now they're not making all that money anymore. So I'm like, man, take that money and invest it. So I'm big on investing and I'm big on helping these kids invest.
Man, that's awesome. The event, Corey, you know the event.
Yeah.
July 12th.
Yes.
AEW All In Texas, Globe Life Field, which is in our backyard, but if you didn't know for some reason, Arlington, starts at 2 p.m. Central, AEWTix.com, Ticketmaster, AllEliteWrestling.com. Bobby, I can't thank you enough for this time, and I have a feeling perhaps we will see you again sooner rather than later.
Yes, my son is teaching me and getting me into, like, we watch all the sports. So my son knows more about anything, every sport, every player. He knows everything. So he's educating me more. So next time I come back, we can talk about baseball, basketball.
Yeah.
Anything.
You can bring him up as well if he wants to see the studio, for sure.
My son would love it.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
We will make it happen, ladies and gentlemen. The event, All In Texas, July 12th, Globe Life Field. Bobby Lashley, thank you very much, good sir. Coming up next, we'll throw it to a little bit of gridiron gravy right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm not going to read like the name or phone number or anything like that, but I just wanted to throw this out into the world in case anybody has a similar family situation. From the 214, I have a son with Down syndrome and he loves wrestling, but I can't afford tickets to the AEW All In show. Is there a place I could take him to meet some wrestlers just to shake their hand? We were able to facilitate this a year or two ago. AEW has a great community outreach program.
Yes.
And I told them I would check into it. If you have a similar situation, I bet we can figure something out.
Okay. That's awesome. I hope you can, I hope something can be done. But yeah, they do some really, really good work.
Yeah,
I really
absolutely.
Like what they do.
Now, I know we've kind of thrown our format to the wayside today. So with that in mind, we bring in Mr. Bottled Water himself, Eric Chiafalo. How the hell are you, man?
Hi, KNC Masterpiece.
Got a question, Eric. Are you the type of person that reuses the water bottle about 40, 50 times, or you get a new water bottle?
This is a reused water bottle.
All right.
Did you guys take any bets on that beforehand?
No, just look at how old do you think that bottle is right there.
Week's bottle?
There you go.
It's like a weekly kind of change
probably
out.
Yeah, probably every... like 5 days, depending. Sometimes circumstances prevent that from happening. But yes, I'm a very cheap human, and I will fill that bottle up with tap water because the water gets in my body. That's what you need.
Dude, see, that's where we differ. When I was at UNT, Corey, I didn't understand that tap water could be a really, really giantly bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Denton's tap water, I think, is
it's tough.
It's not
it makes
good.
You unbelievably fracking, strong. Right? And immune to disease.
I don't know.
That's what I say.
So much fracking going on. And I would just get a gallon jug from 7-Eleven, and then I would refill it and keep it in my fridge nice and cold, filling it in the sink. And like my stomach was messed up for months when I got to college. And I'm like, is this like a homesick stomach thing? Like I couldn't understand what's going on. Switch water,
then
stomach's
switch
fine.
Your problems.
Yeah.
Now, the big news of the day was that the Dallas Stars have fired Pete DeBoer. So I want to ask you about that, but then also some betting odds have started to trickle out, and I think it's missing a name that a lot of maybe organizational fans are going to be disappointed by. We'll get to that in a second. What did you think about the move to get rid of DeBoer?
Well, it is interesting with the quotes from the owner just last week. I know, Corey, you read those off, and it was like, I can imagine in his mind, he's like, why would I do that? And then he starts to understand how human beings react to things like perhaps Otter and how many guys on that team right now are frustrated with DeBoer. And at what point do you say, okay, we're gonna kind of like Jim Neal, I built this team. I believe in these players. We just extended Otter for a long time. So I'm going to ride with these guys. And Pete has not proven that he's been able to get teams over the hump. There's one final step for this Stars team. And I mean, I do think there are some things from a roster standpoint when you start talking about the identity and the toughness factor. That was so apparent in that series versus the Oilers.
He even had a quote about it.
Yeah.
We're
and
not
so
built for that.
That has to change, and I'm hoping that Jim Neal has some plans for that, but and not talking to Otter after everything, like you wear him out at the podium and then you don't talk to him and then you guys meet with the media. The whole thing just felt like you don't understand how to manage personalities, and that's part of being a coach.
I am trying to put myself in DeBoer's shoes for a minute, though.
Okay.
You've never won this championship, and This is as far as you get. The pressure's on. Like, the pressure is on you. I think that may have been... I would want to say it's out of character, but I guess we have seen him do that before.
Yep.
But that is last straw. Like, I think maybe he knew. This is the last straw. I'm pulling this guy, and I'm throwing him under the bus and all these things. I don't care. Like, I got to do something. They're not responding to anything else. I got to do something. And so that's where I feel like he lands in that of... It was just the wrong thing.
I agree. And I think it's worse the way he handled it afterwards, more than just the pulling. It was then it's like, well, Jake's lost 6 or 7 of these guys. As if it's all on him.
Yes.
Like, I just think the way he handled it, and then again, not talking with Otter before meeting with the media, the whole thing just felt like you dropped the ball afterwards. You got to be on better damage control than that when you make a giant in-game decision like that.
Yeah, I wanted to throw this out there. Betting odds, by their inherent nature, can be very volatile, but especially the next head coach betting odds, like right when that coach gets dismissed. So
it's all over the place.
Keep that in mind. But David Carl, I believe it's Carl, not Carly, is at 40-1 right now. That's a name that we talked about earlier in the show. But the two betting favorites right now are Manny Malhotra and Jay Leach. So
Carl's the Denver coach, University of Denver, I believe.
We've talked about potential rise up from the collegiate ranks. So for Malhotra, he previously played for the Stars. He has assistant coach experience at the NHL level. And right now, I believe he's the head coach of the Abbotsford Canucks in the AHL. For Leach, he is another former NHL player, though I don't believe he played for the Stars. Right now, he's the assistant with the Bruins. He was also an assistant with the Kraken. And so he has experience at the NHL level as an assistant. So that is something that both former NHL players bore, both NHL assistant experience that are at the top of the list. But I know there are other internal candidates for the Stars as well. Or we have our own internal candidate here at the Fan.
Mm-hmm. Gavin Spittle.
Are you? That's true.
Hockey Hawk. Yeah.
Gavin Spittle can be the assistant.
Well, why not the head coach?
Because it's going to be Bully Melrose.
Oh, Bully Melrose.
See,
definitely. Yeah, that's
now,
for sure.
Now we're... See, Bully Melrose would not let his team get absolutely punked.
Not one time.
Agreed.
In a Western Conference final, he's not going to have one of his players like Bischel just turtling up and cowering down to Perry.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. His team is going to respond. He's not going to stand for that.
His team will come take that cigar that he's smoking on the bench, take it and shove it in the eye of one of the other players.
Absolutely.
That's what I believe.
Yeah. And if it's against a not star player, it'll be 2-minute minor. Like, we'll be fine with that. So By the way,
Malhotra was an assistant with the Maple Leafs. You said that, but
I just want an easier
name.
That's a franchise that has
failed many times. And so do you want that? Did he learn anything from that? Did he learn how
to
fail?
Sure, because they failed nowhere close to where the Stars fail at. I wouldn't want him to coach for the Cowboys.
Gotcha.
You already coached for the NHL Cowboys. Like, I don't want that.
This is an interesting time, though, because you don't usually see teams that are on the brink like this.
Correct.
For a championship.
Yeah.
How you go about, like, how much are they going to try and value experience in this particular role here? Because it's not like, hey, we're starting from scratch. Let's get a guy that we can build with, young hotshot. Like, we want a guy that's been there, done that, because that's the one step that we have to take.
You know, what's interesting about that, though, is the early, I stress that, two coaching favorites are people with not a ton of head coaching experience, and at least no head coaching experience, I believe, at the NHL level. So that would be a fascinating direction to go, yeah. I guess.
But and it's slim pickings at this point. And, you know, it's a little late in the proceedings.
Does that lead you to believe more and more that DeBoer talked himself in of being fired or talked himself out of a job as the week went along? Because, like, if this would have happened 48 hours after the loss to Edmonton, I'd be like, okay, well, unacceptable. You got worked by Edmonton. But the amount of time it took and the fact, like you just said, that so many other teams filled their spaces, their spots, it feels like this conversation just really went bad this week.
Yes, and I'm guessing that's just voices from inside that locker room. That would be, I think that's where a lot of this is stemming from.
Guys, I got a question.
Oh.
But I can't ask it because we got to go to break.
Okay. That's right. Well, thank you very much for jumping on with us. All right.
Masterpiece of the week, perhaps. Maybe I can come back.
Hey.
You're always open invitation. Welcome,
yeah.
Always
love welcome. You. As long as it's convenient for us. There you go. Eric Tiafalo right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I'm going to let you guys vote on the Twitch, on the YouTube, or the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. We got Gridiron Gravy.
Okay.
Baseball Nuggets.
Do it.
Or NFL overreaction or reality.
Let's do all of them right now.
We'll see. If you guys could pick one or maybe two, that'd be best.
Okay.
We'll find out what happens next on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.